Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:46, 14 till 9. Big game Saturday night in Death Valley. Our general manager, Dan Barron, loves when I play this because, as he's wont to say, just keep playing the hits. Jordan Fiegel, producer extraordinaire. I couldn't do this show without him. He is also a University of Alabama graduate. So it's the one time a year where we'll play this Bama fight song for them. Nick Kelly joins us now, Alabama beat reporter for AL.com. How you doing, Nick?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Did you want to throw in a roll damn tide or anything?
Well, unlike the others you listed off, I did not go to the University of Alabama.
Oh, okay.
My wife did, but I'm actually a Missouri grad. So
well, you better, if your wife did, you better throw in a roll damn tide. Tell me about the tide this year and the feeling in Alabama about this Alabama team and how it's different than the years when Nick was there.
Yeah, it's kind of been a, you know, fast your seatbelts because it's been a little bit more of a wild ride than I think some fans are used to. And really, the last year or two has kind of provided an introduction to that, maybe that feeling as well, just because it hasn't been the same, maybe just pure dominance that Alabama had for so long. But yeah, it's a case of Alabama can lose any weekend, but they also can win any weekend. So it's kind of a you gotta hold your breath and see what happens each weekend, which for some of these fans is definitely an adjustment. But I think once you get into that mindset of it's just really tough to win now in this era of college football, you can sit back and try to enjoy the sport a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, I watch Coach Saban on College Game Day every Saturday, and I don't know exactly what Saturday it was. I know they're going to be in Baton Rouge day after tomorrow. Yeah, it is Thursday. About the culture at Alabama, about the little things, about, you know, tucking your shirt tail in, about doing this, doing that. Has that been the subject of a lot of conversation there in Alabama?
Yeah, I think there's talk about it. I think that a lot of fans worry when they can't see something and when they can't fully understand or have exact evidence of, you know, discipline or, you know, attention to those smaller things. And I guess what I would say based on conversations I've had with people is just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not happening. because Kalen DeBoer is not the kind of guy who is just outwardly yelling all the time. You know, he's not maybe like Nick Saban giving out some chewings of a certain kind. I think it's an adjustment for fans because they can't necessarily see that as much. But there's plenty of accountability that I think is still happening. It's just fans can't see it. So I think that's an adjustment because I think fans are used to seeing Nick Saban being very outwardly loud and showing his displeasure when things don't go right. So it's kind of that's an adjustment to answer your earlier question too.
Yeah, you're around the team. I'm just wondering how a team reacts to that. If you got a guy that, you know, you better have everything buttoned down and exactly like it's supposed to be. And then I guess maybe human nature is to slack a little bit if you get a guy that's not the same type.
Yeah, I think that the narrative or the perception is that it's just some country club that people are hanging around.
I don't think that's the case at all.
But I think that more so fans have thought that, and it's like, no, it's not like that. And again, you know, Kalen DeBoer is just harder to read because he doesn't show you those things. But from what I've heard, there's plenty of accountability still in those halls. And also, I mean, anyone I talk to just really likes working for him, playing for him. And I think that, yeah, it's different. I mean, it's a different style than Nick Saban. It's maybe a little less dictator-like because, frankly, you can't be as much that in today's college football. You still have to have a certain firmness in how you maybe run your program, but it's a bit more NFL-like where you can't just be a dictator, frankly, and run that. And not that Saban didn't have a personal side to connect with guys, because he did, but it's just that it's in this era of NIL and the transfer portal, you know, you have to maybe tailor your approach in a different way. So to me, someone like Kalen DeBoer is much better suited in terms of the managing personalities than many coaches are.
Let me take a quick break if I can, Nick. Nick Saban said that it's a transfer portal that pretty well ran him out, right? I think college football, he didn't want to deal with it, didn't like the way it worked. Nick Kelly, Alabama beat reporter for AL.com, 852 traffic now, WWL. 856, 4 till 9. Quickly back to Nick Kelly, Alabama beat reporter for AL.com. Tell me how you see this game unfolding, the matchups with LSU and Alabama when they hit the field on Saturday night. Nick?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting just because I could see it going either way. To me, I think that LSU's key is going to be containing Jalen Milroe, making sure that he doesn't run over them like he did last year. And frankly, Marcel Reed did on the second half this year. It's going to be really important for LSU. For Alabama, it's really important that their defense covers these good receivers LSU has, makes Garrett Nussmeier uncomfortable. Because if Nussmeier can take advantage of the secondary that at times for Alabama has just been inexperienced and is just adjusting to this new system, and if he can take advantage of that, be aggressive, that could be a problem for Alabama. So really it comes down to kind of how the quarterbacks match up with each defense is what I'm watching, and we'll see how it plays out.
And it also comes down to the big uglies up front on both sides. Compare and contrast, if you will, LSU's offensive line against Alabama's defensive line, and then Alabama's offensive line against LSU's defensive line.
Yeah, I'll start with Alabama's offensive line. It's a group that's got potential, but it's been inconsistent. It's been the biggest issue. I think at right tackle, Alabama's had some issues. And if they can't protect, as they struggled to do at Tennessee because of the noise and all that stuff, it could be a long day, especially with what LSU has up front, a very talented group that can get after you. On the reverse side, I don't know if Alabama's going to be able to bring pass rush or not. It kind of remains to be seen. It's been there at times, hasn't always been there, and LSU's got some good offensive line play. Now, of course, we'll be without I'm totally blank on his name, but the guard, Dellinger, who's a good player for LSU, who's, I think, got that tightrope surgery. Right. So I think that's certainly something that I think LSU will miss. But can Alabama take advantage of that? I'm not sure. We'll see. They've got guys, but it's not quite the same as when they've had the Will Anderson and Dallas Turner types that they just I seem to have more and more of just coming off the edge, those first round picks. It's going to be interesting. I think it all comes down to, if that pressure can happen. If it doesn't, it could be a long day for Alabama's defense.
We only got about 40 seconds left, and I know Bama's had some trouble in SEC road games with some penalties. You know, it can get loud in Tiger Stadium. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's a major concern. And frankly, Alabama hasn't won a road SEC game yet this season. And so this should be a heck of a first one to get. But so far, there's been some issues. And I think that Alabama, after Tennessee, was a good, I guess, practice run for Baton Rouge and going to Tiger Stadium. So we'll see what happens.
Will you be in Baton Rouge, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Well, enjoy the game. Have a good time. And they treat you nice in the press box. You'll enjoy it. Thank you, sir. Nick Kelly, Alabama beat reporter for Al.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.